The gist. Taking a dip in an ice bath, plunging into a cold lake, or just shivering through a cold shower seems more like torture than anything else, particularly for someone with ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, or long COVID. But both anecdotal reports and studies suggest that some people with chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, and/or fibromyalgia, FM, can benefit. Recent studies suggest that cryotherapy or cold exposure can do several things that could be helpful in these diseases, including enhancing dopamine and endorphin levels, parasympathetic nervous system activity, blood flows, muscle recovery, improve sleep and exercise performance, and reduce oxidative stress, inflammation, muscle tension, etc. There is cold, ice bath, ocean water plunge, cold shower, and then there are the really, really cold temperatures found in cryo chambers. If you think taking an ice bath is intense, an ice bath 50 to 59 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 10 to 15 degrees Celsius, is downright tropical compared to the temperatures found in cryogenic chambers, which are minus 166 to minus 220 Fahrenheit, or minus 110 to minus 140 Celsius. That's cold. Back in 2007, a researcher proposed using cold exposure in ME/CFS, but it took 17 years for the first study to appear. The cryo chamber plus stretching study found that ME/CFS patients tolerated their time in the frigid cryo chamber, 30 seconds to 2.5 minutes, quite well, and reported reduced fatigue and daytime sleepiness, and increased cognition. The authors cited cryotherapy's relative ease of application, good tolerability, and proven safety, and suggested more studies be done. At least 3 fibromyalgia studies reported an improved quality of life and/or reductions in pain and disease activity, and improved immune readings, particularly as measured by IL-6, IL-1, TNF-A, and IL-10. A recent hypothesis paper proposed that cryotherapy be used to combat central sensitization, the process by which pain and other sensory signals get amplified in the brain.